prosperity, mothers, fathers, late night entrepreneurs, late night lovers, wanderers, sojourners. Tune in with me now for 15 minutes of affirmation, meditation, peace, light, serenity, and manifestation. Remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of this greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant and personal prayer. It is my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and it is my ever-living reality. All is a blessing is crucial to the very foundation of my inner standing, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessing life path journey. It is the place from where I begin. It is the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessing reality. And so it is, Ashe. Are you confronted with a challenge this morning, this Tuesday morning, midnight, Tuesday morning? Are you presented with the illusion of a block, an issue, a problem, a complication? Know that this is an opportunity, not only for our own spiritual growth and attunement, but also for the power of the great God and the ancestors to manifest that which mirrors our best interest. The illusion of the block, the issue of the complication, represents an opportunity that only God can see for you. An opportunity to receive something greater. An opportunity to receive something better. An opportunity to embrace a better housing, better career opportunities, better love and relationship opportunities, better marriages and partnerships. Embrace the crossroads this morning. Embrace the opportunity to truly operate in the spirit realm. For indeed, it is the spirit realm that is more real, more evident, more efficacious than anything that we can imagine in this earth plane, plastic reality for which we all coexist with them. It is not just voodoo. It is not just metaphysics. It is indeed science, biology, that we live and experience the reality that we create, that we live and experience the reality in which we believe we must exist with them. There are great elders, great ancestors, great young people who demonstrated over the centuries our ability to transcend the illusion of the block, the issue, the complication. Oh, great Martha, Martha the Dominator, Iba Ifa Orisha, the powers of divination, we call you. Powers that live and exist at the crossroads, we embrace you. Certainly those powers that provide refreshment, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirthing, we now acknowledge you. And certainly those universal cosmic amniotic fluids for which our heads, our consciousness, our imaginations dwell within, the dream space, we acknowledge you. For we know that it's in the depths of this great mystery that all magic lies, that all answers lie, that all power and knowledge lies. And I am because my creators are. I am because my God is. I am. I am. I am because my ancestors are. All powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good, here and now, in this most present moment in time space. I am, and therefore I choose. I choose, and therefore I am empowered. I am empowered, and therefore I live. And I live, and therefore I create and co-create with God, with the universe, with the great cosmic mind for which we pre-contracted our present reality, for which we agreed upon arrival. To be a part of this great and grand mystery. Know that this is your moment. Know that this is your time. The illusion of the block, the illusion of the issue, the illusion of the complication is only confirmation that this is your time to stand in the crossroads and power, to stand in empowerment. To stand beyond just faith and belief, to stand in the knowing that we are gifted naturally, biologically, divinely innate and inherent with the ability and the power to envision, imagine, dream, paint, write, sculpt, create, recreate the reality that mirrors our best interest. Let go of yesterday. It's just a memory. It's just a dream. Don't over focus into the future, for it will only create worry and anxiety about that which you only have the power and the ability to affect. Right now, right now, right now, breathe right now in this most present moment in time space. So use your imagination, use your third eye, use your creative space right now to envision a reality that mirrors your best interests. If you can see it, if you can dream it, if you can believe it, you can indeed become it. It will indeed manifest. The illusion is alonement. The illusion is isolation. The illusion is that it's just happening to you and nobody else understands. That, my friend, is an illusion. That, my friend, is not real. For indeed, with the billions of people that exist in the world, your experience is not singular. With the billions millions and billions and billions and trillions of people who've ever existed in the world. Your experience is not singular. You do not live in a vacuum. You do not live in isolation. So know that even though we cannot always see it, we know the moon is there. We cannot always see it. We know the sun is in motion. We know the universe is in motion. And so know that God is in motion on your behalf. Know that the ancestors, who are your first line of defense, are presenting the illusion of the block, the issue, the complication to get your attention. Understand this, beloved. They have had a human incarnation. Your ancestors know what it is to be human. They stand up first in your DNA and any human endeavor. So the illusion of the block, the issue, the complication, is them knocking at the door, is them ringing the bell, is them pinching your ear, is Big Mama nudging you to wake up and smell the coffee and realize your ability, your power to envision a reality and then draw unto you, create a support group, create a community, create a family, create a village, create a business, create a house for which you can live with them. We invite you to share our village. We invite you to share our house. We invite you to share our experience, beloved. I invite you to use me, if you will, as a crutch. Use me, if you will, to lean upon until you regain your strength, until you regain your power, until you regain your aptitude as gods and goddesses. Understanding first and foremost that the black woman is God. The black woman is God. The black woman is God. This is not voodoo. This is not quantum metaphysics. This is not, you know, some new age way of thinking. This is science. This is biology. This is archaeology. All humanity was birthed through the womb of the great goddess. Therefore, we too are born God. All humanity is born God. And we have the choice to operate in our best interest. We have the choice to manifest our greatest vibration, our greatest powers, our greatest dreams, our greatest realities. For indeed, the spirit realm is our greatest reality. It is indeed more real, more evident, more tangible than anything that we can invest in the physical earth plane existence. It cannot be stolen. It cannot be tainted. It cannot be polluted. That which you own in the spirit realm. It cannot be appropriated. It cannot be bastardized. It cannot be duplicated and copied. That which we own in the spirit realm. Oh, beloved, I am not you and you are not me. But indeed, we have a universal link to the great divine creators. Some of us share the same family. Some of us share the same lineage. Some of us share the same bloodlines. But indeed, you, God, you, Goddess, have the ability to envision a reality that mirrors your best interests. Bind that which is not working. Bind that which is no longer beneficial to you. Bind that which curses you. Bind that which does not feed you. Bind that which doth not wish you well, bind that which doth not bless you, bind that which would impede your empowerment. I pray, even me, all-powerful gods, even me, mighty ancestors, even me, move me out of the way of my own progress. Move me out of the way of receiving that inheritance which is already written, which is already crystallized in the spirit realms. We need only bring it into this dimensional space for which we occupy in this present moment. Start with joy. Start with peace. Start with health. Start with wellness. Start with happiness. Start with joy. Start with creativity. Start with the awareness that we live and operate in abundance right now, no matter what's happening. Right now, no matter what you're enduring. Right now, whatever the illusion of the issue, the block, the complication, the challenge is, if you are able to hear me right now, you are living in abundance. Breathe it in, receive it, welcome it, open your heart to it, open your hands to it, open your third eye to it, open your mind to it, open your wallets to it, open your bank accounts to it. Abundance. 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 Don't be close-minded. Don't be of little faith. Don't be a doubter of self. Of self. I'm reintroducing you to your self. For indeed, I and I are truth. I and I are one. I and I represent our divine, innate, and inherent connection to the great power, to the great creators. No matter what language you speak it in, no matter what name you call it by, we all understand our connection to the divine creator. We just don't remember that we are the divine creators. We are. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this most present moment in time space. I am because God is. God is because we are. We are because God is. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Remember to breathe. Remember to envision a reality that mirrors your best interests. Remember to be co-creators in your journey. Co-creators in your reality. Co-creators in the blessing. Be peace, be light, be love.